Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, September 22nd. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. And the headlines, Amendment to Sexual Offences Act to go before Parliament soon. New Zealand invests in Dominica's exploration of geothermal energy. U.S. to step up deportations of Haitians. And Tulsa shooting police officer charged. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Beat the clock is on again with even more amazing deals and unbeatable savings from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Go bust the deals. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. pick your discount. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 20% off on selected items, cash or credit purchases. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. we'll pay your VAT on credit purchases 24 months and over. 2 p.m. until BOGO. Buy any item from a selected list and get a second one at equal or lesser value at half price. Hurry on down to Courts and beat the clock. 3 days only. Wednesday, September 21st to Friday, September 23rd. Conditions apply. See in store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
An amendment to the Sexual Offences Act is expected to go before Parliament soon. This comes at a time when persons express concern over a notable increase in the prevalence of sexual offences here. Attorney General Levi Peter says he hopes this bill will receive the necessary support from legal professionals as they seek to reduce this type of offence in society.
As far as sexual offences are concerned, there's been great concern in that respect that there has been, some say, an increase in the prevalence of these offences and the call for various changes. You may have heard that the government has been involved, engaged in discussions with various stakeholders, and you will be happy to know, I'm sure, that there is an amendment to the Sexual Offences Act, which will be going to Parliament shortly. I know that Cabinet is in session whilst I speak, and I anticipate that a date for the next Parliament, and a date at which I would anticipate this particular piece of legislation will be tabled and debated, will probably emanate from this meeting of Cabinet today. That's something that I would hope that all of us, professionals, legal professionals in one way or another, will lend our support. Those who have to defend will obviously defend within the confines of the law. Those who have to prosecute, I would expect similarly to prosecute within the confines of the law. But the overall objective, of course, is to ensure that that type of offending that this piece of legislation is addressing is reduced, if not eliminated, from our society.
Dominica's geothermal project has received a major boost in the form of $1.5 million partnership agreement with the government of New Zealand to support the construction of a 7-megawatt geothermal power plant in Dominica. Since 2014, the government of New Zealand has been providing the government of Dominica with technical assistance for the development of Dominica's geothermal resources, and the new partnership will expand the technical assistance and be based on an implementation time frame of 2016 to 2019. The agreement was signed between the Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Honorable Francine Baron of Dominica, and Honorable Murray McCully of New Zealand on Wednesday. The assistance from the government of New Zealand will provide the government of Dominica with the technical expertise required to realize the construction of the 7-megawatt geothermal power plant to be commissioned in 2019. Dominicans are being told to be on their best behavior during this year's independence celebrations. Let us make this a mini reunion celebration, says DFC marketing executive Leroy Charles. He says this year's independence celebration should be a celebration of not only culture, but of Dominicans as a people. A people who, he says, has gone through challenges and have survived.
We in Dominica have to prove to the world that we are ready. And I want the media, who have been doing a fantastic job, to do a special for our nation in regards to our behavior. More than ever, we have to be at our best behavior when we invite people. It's like you invite someone to your home and you expect to treat them properly. Cleanliness, hygiene, Let us make this year a mini reunion celebration. And not only a celebration of our Creole culture, but a celebration of us as a people. Proving to the world that we have gone for challenges and now we are here and we are for real. We are presenting to the world over 24 hours of Creole entertainment. Nowhere else in the world presents that. The camaraderie, the interaction, supreme, exemplary. That is why we have to continue to prove to ourselves that we are ready. Let us remind our people and our diaspora returning and our invited guests, this year is the year. Who have never been to the festival, let us encourage them to do so, even if it's for one night. By doing so, we're ensuring that this year is the best festival ever.
One musician here is encouraging participants of the Fundamentals of the Music Business for the 21st Century course to remain focused as this achievement is a stepping stone for greater things to come. Daryl Bob also encouraged members of the Association of Musical Professionals to remain focused, positive and confident on their goals and to be practical in their approach towards business. Bob made those remarks as he addressed the graduation ceremony for the successful participants on Wednesday.
You who have come to the sessions diligently, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your participation. And that's on behalf of AMP. I want to encourage you to let's stay together because together we can move this thing. We can move this thing forward, at least to a level where we will see people doing music comfortably and earning a living, more than just some of us in the room right now.
Sofria MP Denise Charles says that despite speculations, parliamentary representatives are criticized on their performance daily. She says that parliamentary representatives are viewed as part of their constituents' family, therefore criticism does not have to come as a public bashing in order to hold a representative accountable, as many Dominicans believe. Charles believes that there are more appropriate and effective methods of criticism rather than making it public.
The parliaments get criticized every day. It's how you do things. If your brother, if the caller has a brother, because people look at their parip as part of their family. You're from the community. You're not a stranger. And so they can walk up and talk to you. Oh, parip, I didn't like what you said the other day or do the other day. They don't have to necessarily go on the radio to say that. They have a relationship with their parip. So they'll come to my office or they'll call me. They'll meet me on the road. And they'll tell me, I want you to look at this. There's something that concerns me in the community. Can you please check up on it? I'm having a challenge over there. That is what representation is about. People bring their concerns to you at all times and you address it. It doesn't have to be a public bashing to say that people don't hold their parip accountable. But that is how some of us believe, that we believe that for things to happen, we have to bash and harshly criticize. I think if we have concerns, we can bring them across in an appropriate manner. There are ways and means to communicate that are effective, and there are those that are not effective.
In more news, the United States government responding to an extraordinary wave of Haitian migrants seeking to enter the United States said today that it would fully resume deportations of undocumented Haitian immigrants. After an earthquake devastated parts of Haiti in 2010, the United States suspended deportations, saying that sending Haitians back to the country at a time of great instability would put their lives at risk. About a year later, officials partly resumed deportations, focusing on people convicted of serious crimes or those considered a threat to national security. But since last spring, thousands of Haitian migrants who had moved to Brazil in search of work have been streaming north, mostly by land, winding up at American border crossings that lead to Southern California. Few have arrived with American visas, but nearly all have been allowed to enter the United States because immigration officials were prohibited under the modified deportation policy from using the so-called fast-track removal process often employed at the border for new undocumented arrivals. Instead, the migrants were placed in a slower deportation process and released with an appointment to appear in immigration court at a later date, officials said. Since early summer, most have been given permission to remain in the country for as long as 3 years under humanitarian parole provision, immigrant advocates said. While the full resumption of deportations, which took effect this morning, Haitians who arrive at the border without visas will be put into expedited removal proceedings. G. Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said in a statement that conditions in Haiti had improved sufficiently to permit the U.S. government to remove Haitian nationals on a more regular basis. And a police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black motorist in Oklahoma has been charged with manslaughter, a prosecutor has said. District Attorney Steve Kunzwiller had filed first-degree manslaughter charges against Officer Betty Shelby. Ms. Shelby shot and killed Terrence Crutcher, 40, last week while he was standing next to his broken-down car. She claimed Mr. Crutcher did not follow her commands and she opened fire when he began to reach into his car window. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Amendment to Sexual Offences Act to go before Parliament soon. New Zealand invests in Dominica's exploration of geothermal energy. US to step up deportations of Haitians. And Tulsa shooting police officer charged. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.